If American combat forces are not allowed to set up a staging area in Turkey, U.S. war planning for Iraq will suffer a significant setback. American commanders have been counting on being able to attack Iraq from at least two directions. Defense officials say they're confident they could still defeat the Iraqi regime without Turkey's cooperation, but the war could be longer and more expensive. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
About 80,000 U.S. soldiers and Marines are already in Kuwait, ready to move on Baghdad from the south. How much resistance they would face depends partly on whether Iraqi forces would have to worry about a simultaneous attack from the north. The U.S. war plan calls for the Army's 4th Infantry Division, well equipped with armor and artillery, to set up in southern Turkey, ready to roll quickly into Iraq when the order is given. Saddam Hussein and his regime would then be squeezed in the middle. But Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz acknowledges this plan for a quick victory depends on Turkey's cooperation.
Turkey is critical to having an effective northern option, and that northern option would speed the outcome.
The United States and its allies will win in any case, Wolfowitz said in an interview yesterday with NPR. But with Turkey facilitating a northern front, the war will end faster.
Faster means fewer consequences for the Iraqi people, first of all, which is important, and the Turks care about that. Secondly, for surrounding countries, and Turkey is one of them. Third, for the Turkish economy, which they obviously care a lot about. And from our point of view, it's easier and better on our forces. So everybody gains, including Turkey.
Earlier this month, it seemed Turkish leaders were buying this argument. The Turkish parliament voted to allow the United States to begin renovating some bases in preparation for bringing in combat forces. One shipload of U.S. military equipment and materials for the renovations was unloaded just yesterday. But the Turkish government is still holding out on the crucial issue whether to allow U.S. combat troops into the country. The soldiers of the 4th Infantry Division are ready. Their equipment is on board 5 cargo ships off the coast, and they're just waiting now for Turkey to let them come ashore. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
This is an important decision that Turkey has to make about military preparations should it come to conflict with Iraq. We, like the Turkish government and many others, are still hoping we can find a way to resolve this peacefully. But there are important decisions that need to be made very soon.
Very soon, because U.S. commanders won't keep the 4th Infantry Division sitting indefinitely in the Mediterranean. Before long, says one Pentagon official, Turkey not deciding is the same thing as Turkey saying no. If no agreement with Turkey is reached within the next 48 to 72 hours, the official says, the 4th ID, as it's called, will be sent south through the Suez Canal and down around the Arabian Peninsula to join other U.S. forces in Kuwait. The plan for a northern front would be weakened, though Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the war planners do have options in case Turkey does not cooperate.
Obviously, the more assistance one gets, the easier it is. The less assistance one gets, the more difficult it is. But nonetheless, it's doable and there are workarounds.
One way to work around a Turkish roadblock would be to fly U.S. troops and equipment into northern Iraq. But much less armor could come in that way. One general officer involved in war planning says a lighter airborne U.S. force in northern Iraq could secure oil fields, but would not be properly equipped to carry out offensive operations there against heavily armored Iraqi divisions. Another consequence of Turkey's refusal to go along with the U.S. war plan could be that U.S. and Turkish troops do not work together in northern Iraq. U.S. commanders would be likely instead to link up with Kurdish rebel groups in the region. But analysts warn the United States could find it difficult to control the rebels. Some Kurdish leaders want to carve out an independent Kurdish state in Iraq and could go into war looking for an opportunity to seize and hold territory. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld yesterday had words of caution in that regard.
We've made very clear to everybody that we intend, in the event that forces use, that that remain a single country. And we would intend to have forces in place to see that advantage was not taken of any temporary disorder that could conceivably occur in a conflict.
Pentagon planners are mindful of other ways an Iraq war could go badly, by widening into a regional conflict, for example. They are hoping very much that in the next day or two, Turkey will come around and agree to cooperate. Otherwise, a short but dangerous operation becomes longer and even more risky. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, The Pentagon.